Iraq hangs over the current crisis with Iran as well. Iran has until this Thursday to comply with the United Nations deadline to stop enriching uranium, a key part of its nuclear program, and so far all indications are that Iran intends to ignore that deadline, and Western diplomats are debating their next move. All this takes place in the shadow of the debate back in 2002 and 2003 over what to do about Iraq, when that country was believed to be dangerously close to acquiring nuclear weapons. That intelligence turned out to be almost completely wrong. And the question now is the intelligence today on Iran better than it was 4 years ago on Iraq? Here's NPR's Mary Louise Kelly.
On the one hand, the answer to that question would seem to be pretty grim. Take it from Charles Delfer.
In fact, we knew more about Iraq in many ways than we do about Iran.
Delfer was the top U.S. weapons inspector in Iraq until late last year. Before that, he was deputy chief of UNSCOM, the United Nations inspectors in Iraq. Delfer points out that his teams could go almost anywhere they wanted.
The knowledge base in Iraq was quite extensive. There was inspectors and people who had been on the ground going into virtually every facility they could find in Iraq. That same doesn't apply with Iran.
Because Iran's inspections regime is far less intrusive. If Iran's leaders don't feel like letting UN inspectors look at a certain facility, they don't have to let them. And many times this year, inspectors have been locked out. That's been a setback for U.S. intelligence, which is hugely reliant on international inspections for what it knows about Iran's nuclear progress. Still, the official assessment from National Intelligence Director John Negroponte remains that Iran is at least 4 years away from getting the bomb. Patrick Clausen, an Iran watcher with the Washington Institute for Near East Policy, is skeptical.
Mr. Negroponte regularly tells reporters that the Iranian program is not an urgent crisis, that Iran is not about to have a bomb tomorrow. If I were him, I'd be hedging my bets a bit more.
A report out last week from the staff of the House Intelligence Committee makes a similar point. The 29-page document cites major gaps in what the U.S. knows about Iran. It concludes that the threat from Iran is increasing, though, and it scolds U.S. spy agencies for not providing better intelligence to policymakers. The House report does not provide much new information about Iran's weapons programs, but it's proven controversial as a political document. Critics charge it invites a repeat of the errors before the Iraq War by pushing intelligence officials to hype their conclusions about the Iran threat. Intelligence Chief Negroponte insists he won't let that happen.
We can't afford to repeat the mistakes that led to the WMD fiasco with respect to Iraq. So we have spent a lot of time working on the what you might call the lessons learned from that experience.
Among the lessons learned, Negroponte cites the need for clear sourcing of information and for greater tolerance of dissenting views. Thomas Finger, the most senior U.S. intelligence analyst, says he's urging his staff to be upfront about what they don't know. But there's the question of what the U.S. knows about Iran, and then there's the question of what policymakers will do about it. Corey Shockey is a former insider on President Bush's National Security Council. She was director of defense strategy there from 2002 until last year. Shockey says the debate over the quality of Iran intelligence reflects a natural tension.
The folks in the intelligence community are right to emphasize the limits of what we know. But the administration, the policy people, have a responsibility to make choices and take action. And they're understandably frustrated when the intelligence community says, well, we know some, but we don't want to take any responsibility for choices you may make based on it.
Shockey does see lasting effects of the Iraq experience playing out in today's debate. For example, she hears fewer hawks speaking up within the administration.
Probably because the hawks are somewhat chastened after Iraq. It will be difficult for the Defense Department, for example, to be able to argue that the shock and awe of our military operations will give us the kind of intelligence that will dominate this environment. That's a harder argument to make after Iraq.
Here's one more factor to consider. After Iraq, a number of reports have picked apart why the intelligence was, to use Negroponte's word, such a fiasco. But so far, no formal inquiry has taken on the flip side of the coin, what happened to the intelligence once it reached policymakers, and whether it was hyped to support a case for war. The Senate Intelligence Committee has long promised such a report. Committee staffers say a version of one may finally be forthcoming in September, perhaps just in time to provide some lessons for the way forward on Iran. Mary Louise Kelly, NPR News, Washington.